Chapter 5, A Complete Ministry.
Christ, our example. Christ has given us an example. He taught from the Scriptures the gospel truths, and he also healed the afflicted ones who came to him for relief. He was the greatest physician the world ever knew, and yet he combined with his healing work the imparting of soul-saving truth. The physician as an evangelist. And thus should our physicians labor. They are doing the Lord's work when they labor as evangelists, giving instruction as to how the soul may be healed by the Lord Jesus. Every physician should know how to pray in faith for the sick, as well as to administer the proper treatment. At the same time, he should labor as one of God's ministers, to teach repentance and conversion and the salvation of soul and body. Such a combination of labor will broaden his experience and greatly enlarge his influence. One thing I know, the greatest work for our physicians is to get across to the people of the world in the right way. There is a world perishing in sin, and who will take up the work in our cities? The greatest physician is the one who walks in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Councils on Health, page 544. The minister will often be called upon to act the part of a physician. He should have a training that will enable him to administer the simpler remedies for the relief of suffering. Ministers and Bible workers should prepare themselves for this line of work, for in doing it, they are following the example of Christ. They should be as well prepared by education and practice to combat disease of the body as they are to heal the sin-sick soul by pointing to the right physician. They are fulfilling the commission which Christ gave to the 12 and afterwards to the 70. Into whatsoever city ye enter, heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Christ stands by their side as ready to heal the sick as when he was on this earth in person. Medical Ministry, page 253. To take people right where they are, whatever their position, whatever their condition, and help them in every way possible, this is gospel ministry. It may be necessary for ministers to go into the homes of the sick and say, I am ready to help you, and I will do the best I can. I am not a physician, but I am a minister, and I like to minister to the sick and the afflicted. Those who are sick in body are nearly always sick in soul, and when the soul is sick, the body is made sick. Medical Ministry, page 238. Teaching health principles. All gospel workers should know how to give the simple treatments that do so much to relieve pain and remove disease. Ministry of Healing, page 146. Every gospel worker should feel that the giving of instruction in the principles of healthful living is a part of his appointed work. Of this work, there is a great need, and the world is open for it. Ministry of Healing, page 147. The missionary nurse. There are many lines of work to be carried forward by the missionary nurse. There are openings for well-trained nurses to go among families and to seek to awaken an interest in the truth. In almost every community, there are large numbers who do not attend any religious service. If they are reached by the gospel, it must be carried to their homes. Often the relief of their physical needs is the only avenue by which they can be approached. As missionary nurses care for the sick and relieve the distress of the poor, they will find many opportunities to pray with them, to read to them from God's Word, to speak of the Savior. They can pray with and for the helpless ones who have not strength of will to control the appetites that passion has degraded. They can bring a ray of hope into the lives of the defeated and disheartened. Their unselfish love, manifested in acts of disinterested kindness, will make it easier for these suffering ones to believe in the love of Christ. Many have no faith in God and have lost confidence in man, but they appreciate acts of sympathy and helpfulness. As they see one with no inducement of earthly praise or compensation coming to their homes, ministering to the sick, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, comforting the sad, and tenderly pointing all to him of whose love and pity the human worker is but the messenger, as they see this, their hearts are touched. Gratitude springs up, faith is kindled. They see that God cares for them, and as his word is opened, they are prepared to listen. Review and Herald, May 9, 1912. There should be companies organized and educated most thoroughly to work as nurses, as evangelists, as ministers, as canvassers, as gospel students, to perfect a character after divine similitude, to prepare to receive the higher education in the school above is now to be our purpose. Do not wait. Workers, gospel medical missionaries, are needed now. You cannot afford to spend years in preparation. Soon doors now open to the truth will be forever closed. Carry the message now. Do not wait, allowing the enemy to take possession of the fields now open before you. Let little companies go forth to do the work to which Christ appointed his disciples. Let them labor as evangelists, scattering our publications and talking of the truth to those they meet. Let them pray for the sick, ministering to their necessities, not with drugs, but with nature's remedies, and teaching them how to regain health and avoid disease. Testimonies, Volume 9, pages 171 and 172.